So I try to teach my young men, just buy into the development. And so we've nicknamed our program, Harry, Development U. So during the whole recruiting process, I tell them, just continually focus on your development. Do you see your weight room numbers going up? Do you see your vertical and your quickness going up? Is your shot getting better? And we test all those things all year long so they see the development and we can show them the development. Let me give you a quick example. I had a kid from Chicago area, Oswego, suburb of Chicago. His name was Dylan Engler. He was a phenomenal player, 6'5 kid that could shoot the cover off the ball. And he came in, and I didn't know, we have two teams, and I didn't know which team he was going to be on. I didn't know if he was going to be good enough to play on our international travel team. And he probably came in, was 12th man. He continually works. No Division I schools are talking to him in the fall. No Division I schools are talking to him in the winter. He just keeps working, keeps working. Well, he works himself all the way into my starting lineup at the end of the year, and we play in the final tournament at Western Kentucky Technical Community College, and we win it, and he's the tournament MVP. Which, by the way, he's on the floor with Desmond Polk, Dewan Pruitt, other Division I guys from that roster. Well, he continually works. He just signed with Citadel 2 weeks ago. He's on a full ride. He's got $180,000 for 4 years to go to a top-notch university. And here's a kid that no D1s were looking at.